Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. In some Bibles it might say proving what pleases the Lord, right? Find out what pleases the Lord. Well, that's a good thing to do, right? How many want to do well in the year 2000? I mean, you want to do very, very well in 2000. Well, let me let you in on something. Find out what pleases the Lord. I mean, find out what pleases God and make that a part of the practice of your life in the year 2000. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of those in secret. You know what? We're going to find out what pleases God, right? And do those things. And you know what? The things that we know that people do that don't please the Lord, guess what? We're not even going to talk of those things. I mean, you can try to live right, but constantly be looking at trying to correct somebody that's living wrong and constantly have that on your lips. Worrying about somebody else's stuff, and you've already got their stuff in your mouth. You've got your stuff together, but you got a downward spiral of life because you're always looking at the way somebody else lives, and you got to make your commentary about that. They pull you down, and you get all involved with it. Let me let you in on something. A lot of us will live a whole lot better if we just speak the word of truth and go on. And not even speak of things that we see people. I mean, there are certain things. Somebody knows somebody that had a habit that they've had for a long time. And it's been bugging you probably. Well, let me tell you what. Don't even speak of the habit anymore. There are certain things that if you've talked to somebody about something and they haven't gotten over that thing that you've talked to them about, you know what you do? Don't even talk about that thing anymore to them or to anybody else. Don't even make it a part of your vocabulary. Time to go on to bigger and better things. God doesn't want you unfruitful fruit inspectors. Okay? That's not a job that he wants to get you involved with in the year 2000. It's unfruitful works and unfruitful fruit inspectors. He wants you to find out what pleases God and get on with that. Amen. It's not your job to find out what displeases God and tell everybody what displeases God and make that a part of your lifestyle. That just pulls you down and pulls everybody else down. And you will never have the quality of life when you live in that frame of mind. So don't even talk of such things. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest his light. Wherefore, he saith, awake thou. Before we get there, what it's saying, when you get to the mindset that you're going to live right and that you're going to do what pleases God, your righteous and right life is going to expose the works of darkness. Isn't that neat? Many people think that they are supposed to just keep talking about darkness, keep talking about what's wrong, keep talking about what's wrong, keep bringing up what's wrong, preach about what's wrong, preach about what's wrong. Well, no, live what's right and bring in light. And the brighter the light gets, guess what? The darkness will get and they'll see. Isn't that a neat way to think about it? You're talking about, well, you don't have enough faith. You can tell people, you can preach for years. Well, that group doesn't have enough faith. That group doesn't have enough faith. Well, get out there and you live the life of faith and show them what faith is about and they'll find out that they're faithless, right? Or you constantly tell people, you don't have enough of the Holy Ghost. You don't got enough of the Spirit. You need more Spirit. You need more Spirit. Well, you get so full of the Holy Ghost, and you go on with God, and you set an example. Amen? It kind of reminds me of a dream that I had about revival years ago. You remember the dream that I said, where it was a vision of a whole bunch of animals out there in a safari, kind of plain someplace. And animals were everywhere, and all of a sudden one animal just looks up and looks around him. And as he looks up and looks around, this animal just starts running. He just starts running. And then all of a sudden, guess what happens? There's a stampede. And the animal that looked up and began to run first wasn't the largest animal. It wasn't the biggest animal. It wasn't the strongest animal. And it wasn't even a lion. I think it was like a bird, a silly looking bird among elephants and giraffes and rhinos and lions and all of these great things. That one animal began to move, and when that one animal began to move, it created a stampede. Well, you know what? That's what revival's like. So many people want to motivate everybody else to do more, to go more, to go farther. Well, you know what? Let's not talk of such things anymore, but let's worry about ourselves and consider ourselves and go for God with all that we want. And guess what? Your fruitful and righteous life and what you do will inspire others to do better. Amen? Say that the life I live, say that. Will motivate others to do better. Not my criticism, Not my judgmentalism. My judgment doesn't do anything for anybody. Ain't nobody worried about what I think all the time. I will not judge others. I refuse. It limits my life. Doesn't please God. Doesn't cause others to grow. It's a waste of time. It's the devil that is the great accuser of the brethren. I will not judge. I will not speak of such things other than the name of Jesus. I'm set free from judgmentalism. Judgment will not come from these lips. Just light. Just light. Isn't that great? How many are glad to be delivered from that? So that's one thing you're not going to put on yourself and you're not going to put others. It's so you can find out what pleases God. So let me tell you what. Don't come to me with any judgmental crap. I don't want to hear nothing about nobody else. It just doesn't do anything for anybody else. God's delivered us from that. You know what? When you see something wrong, you live something right and outshine their darkness. You show them how to live. Time to show people how to walk and how to live instead of trying to tell them all the time. You can tell people. It's like a parent trying to raise their kids. How many times you try? Well, kids, go with God for all of your life. Go with God for all of your life. Put Jesus first. And they know your lifestyle, that Jesus is not first in your lifestyle. Stop worrying about everybody else and you worry about yourself and God. And you go with God with all your heart and for everything. Usually people like to get everybody's attention off of them and onto others. The only person that you need to be concerned about is yourself and your well-being. You can't go before God and say, look, hey, it was this one's fault or it was that one's fault. No, it's nobody's fault but your own. Now let's go on. This is what we need to do. Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. You remember that God said that He's about to display us and rent and put His glory on us? That He's about to let His glory shine on people and people are going to be able to see what Christians truly are? Doesn't this go along with what God is doing? Well, God will tell us where we're going and then He'll send His word to help us get there. People are going to find out what Christians are about, and God will use you to do that. Isn't that great? And you mark the word that Christian will be an element. You'll see the word Christian and not just like what other people know, that form of godliness that denies the power. But they're going to see what a true Christian is all about in this last day and in this last hour. And because God is going to do something supernatural. He's going to do something wonderful. He's going to do glorification. He's going to glorify you in this hour. If you want it. If you want it. Do you want it? How many of you want it? How many believe God has the ability to do that?
Yes.
Cause you to stand out in the crowd. How many of you know something about glorification when God arrays you in splendor? God will array you in splendor and let the world know that one's mine. Isn't that wonderful? That's what glorification is all about. That's God saying, mine. You'll be anointed. And when the glory of God rests on somebody, they say, well, that person's just anointed. That person's just anointed. Well, how will they know who not to mess with in the last day? Unless you're anointed with the presence of God, then God can say, touch not my anointed. And do my prophets no harm. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God wants to array you in glory. We're not just preaching to make you happy. We could tell you nursery rhymes and have a cup of coffee. I'm serious. We're talking to your truth that we want you to live in and walk in and abide in. Amen. God's letting you in on what's going on. Yes. He'll give you a word and you can ride that word on to victory. How many live by the word?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what. It's a lot easier to live by prophetic, Holy Ghost, divinely inspired revelation word. You will prosper when you live by the word. That's what they call living from glory to glory to glory. It might take a little while to get there, won't it? But you'll get there. Won't you get there?
Yes.
You got to hear the word. Yeah. And God will perform His word. If you don't get scared and run off from the word, you got to learn to sit there and wait for it. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And in this next wave of the year 2000, I'm prophesying, I speak unto you that God is going to glorify his church like never before. He's going to array his people in splendor. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. How is he going to do it two different ways? Before he does it in the last day, when he puts the sheep on that side and the goats on the other side, he's going to separate sheep from goats and say, array, array, glorify, glorify, glorify. What does a man usually spend most of his stuff on? The biggest expense that a young man will ever have in life? When he chooses to get married. When he chooses to get married, that's when he starts putting out the cash. Time to buy a diamond, unless you're real cheap. But how many want to be arrayed in splendor? These are two things that you've got to do. To be arrayed in this glorification, in this splendor that God wants you to be. And it's a supernatural glory. A supernatural splendor. Not just words passing out of somebody's mouth. Oh, don't take the things of God lightly. Listen. Wake up. Oh, sleeper. You got to have an anointing. There are two anointings and two waves that's got to come through and hit you. Two flows that you got to catch before you can get glorified. There are two anointings you got to go through in order for you to be glorified. You just can't catch the first wave. You won't understand it. You got to take the medicine first. Amen. There are two big pills you got to take before you can get it. You're just not going to walk in there into glorification. But the first, there's an unholy ghost anointing going to come on you, and you're not going to get glorified when you're asleep. You got to be alive and awake and ready. Can't be lazy in the things of God, lazy in what God tells you. You got to be awake. So if you got a slumbering anointing on you or a slumbering spirit on you, that thing's got to go. Say, God's glory will not rest on those that are asleep in anything. You got to wake up. So there's some people that are resting. There's some people that are so asleep and just resting. But God wants you to wake up and rise. Somebody say rise. Rise. Rise from. That way to God said he wants to lift you up above earthbound things and say rise from. Wake up. Realize what's going on around you and rise from the dead. That are walking around people, living with people, existing in things that are just dead. But God wants you to rise from the dead. Outrise the dead. Amen. Come up above dead things and dead people. You're not going to be glorified walking among the dead. The Bible says that God is not a God of the dead, but a God of the living. He's not going to show himself in his majesty and in his power to those that are still sleeping dead. He got to bring you alive, and then when you're alive, you'll really see who he is. Somebody say, when you really wake up and get the sleep out of your eyes, you'll see how good God is. Notice that God doesn't hang around cemeteries. They went looking for him in a cemetery. He left. He wasn't there. They couldn't find him there. They didn't find him in the cemetery. He left. He left. He causes them to rise. He doesn't even go down there to the graveyard and get them out. He speaks to them and they rise from the cemeteries. They come up out of their graves. God doesn't hang around dead things. If you need an anointing, you got to get away from dead people. You got to rise above dead things. For God to move in your life, there are many people that are living around dead people, dead things, dead words, just dead, stinking stuff. And they're expecting the anointing of God and the wave of God to flow in their life. It won't. He is not a God of the dead, but a God of the living. So he says, look, before I glorify you, somebody say, before he glorifies you, you need a Holy Ghost anointing to wake you up and let you know what's going on. So many people are dreaming. Just dreaming. Just dreaming. Let somebody know this is not a dream. What God's talking about your life. When God's talking about what he wants to do in your life, what he wants to perform in you people, it's not a dream, it's reality. Wake up. Don't just dream it, live it. Bring it from the inside out. Wake up! In Jesus' name, wake up. Just because everybody else is sleeping around, you don't mean you have to be asleep. You can live today. Glory, all you got to do is wake up and you can find out who you are. Many people are sleeping, dreaming about that supernatural being that God said they could. On the inside, just dreaming about. God said, I'll have power. God said, I'll have authority. God says, I'm the head and not the tail. God says, well, you need to wake up from that dream and start to walk out that dream. Amen. If you can dream it, you can have it. If you can see it on the inside, you can walk it on the outside. You only got a couple more years, if that, to make that dream come to pass. Glory to God. Don't you know the time is short? You don't have long before you grab a hold of the promises of God, what He promised you here. You better grab a hold of it and walk on it now. Wake up. But if you can wake up and rise from the dead, two things. Wake up and rise from the dead. Don't try to put a glorification anointing on anybody's sleep. There are certain people you don't even need to pray for. Certain people you don't even need to preach to. Well, sometimes. But your preaching to them is different than you're preaching to people that are awake.
Amen.
So you say something different. You say, wake up. Splash cold water on their face. But I believe some of you people are beyond that. You don't need cold water splashed in your face no more. God is waking you up and you found out, well, there's something going on here. Then God has caused you to rise. And there are certain people that don't want to rise. There are certain people that don't want to rise. There are certain people that don't believe they have to rise. There are certain people that want to live in dead carnal things. Even though they know it's dead, they want to live there. They don't want to come out. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost says, you got to come out. You've got to rise up. You've got to rise up into that supernatural plane. But you're not going to be glorified until you're able to rise up. And in order to rise up, you got to receive that teaching and walk in that teaching. Not just hear it and do it. You just heard something you liked. You said, boy, that's nice. Well, guess what? If you do what you heard, you'll get it. See, that's the hold up on it. That's the hold up on it. The hold up is not, oh, God's just taking a long time. No, the hold up is you're not doing the word. So you got to do it. You got to hear it, then do it, then receive it. Isn't that neat? Isn't that how it works? Hear it, do it, receive it. Have to hear it. And you can't do what you don't hear. You can't do anything you don't hear. Hear it, do it, then you'll receive it. Now that you've heard the word, that you're able to rise up, now Christ will shine on you. I don't know who I'm talking to here tonight, but I just want one or two or three, just somebody. I want somebody to go and grab a hold of this Superman, supernatural Superman, Superwoman, Holy Ghost anointing. Man, I want someone to come on up. And the Holy Ghost says to you right now, there's power in this word, power to change your life, power to immediately revolutionize you if you'll grab a hold of it. People, don't you know there's power? Oh, that's the word. Oh, I can't speak the word clearly enough to let you realize the power behind it. The power behind it. He said, God, let me know. He said, they don't know how much power is invested in what you're talking about.
Amen.
They don't understand the power and the anointing and the force behind what God's trying to reveal to you. He said, if you only knew what you were up against and what was in front of your face. When they talked to Jesus, they went to arrest Jesus that night. And they said, look, are you he that did this and all this? Are you he? Are you Jesus and all this other stuff? And Jesus turned around. See, when they asked him that question, they didn't know what was in front of their face. Then all of a sudden, he just turned around because he got tired of it, I'm sure. And he revealed the power in himself. And he said, I am. And he revealed the power nature in himself. And everybody went down under the power of the Holy Ghost. I believe that some people need to experience that kind of power so they know what's invested.
Yes.
A power that he reveals his nature, his anointing, and his glory. Amen. That it puts you out, then you know what you're messing with. If it's got power to put you on the floor, it's got power to lift you up into a higher lifestyle. God wants you to come in contact with His power. Say power.
Power.
Power. God wants you to be familiar with His power and with His anointing and with His glory and with the force. Amen. Oh, that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection. What is that power, that resurrection power? What is that resurrection power? Say that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection. What is that? And it would quicken.
Yes.
If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body.
Yes.
Say this mortal. body. Say, don't let this mortal body live. Woohoo, that's getting on what we're talking about. Rise, separate yourself from the dead things. That same power. God's trying to get you to live. He's trying to jumpstart you into new life. People, I've seen what this looks like. I've seen it in the spirit. I've seen what God's doing in the spirit. I've seen the kind of people that he called us to walk like and live like. I've seen it in the spirit. And it's coming. Many people saw the revival. They saw revival coming. They saw this. They saw that. But I see what God's doing in you. I see you. And it's a glorious thing. It's the closest thing Jesus, this world, has ever seen since he's left. His church. His body. Amen. God wants to pour his power out on you. But you got to want it. You got to want it. You got to want it. You got to want that anointing. You got to want that glory. You got to want that fire. See, you think, well, then I'd be just like Benny Hinn. No, God can do that to you in the grocery store. He can do that to you in the parking lot. He said, if they tore my glory, I'd give it to them. But people don't realize the potency in glory, the potency in power. He said, if you pull on the glory and if you pull on the power, he'd give it to you. But they don't believe there's anything in there. I'm prophesying to you right now. God said, if you pull on the glory and pull on the power, he'd give it to you. I guarantee you put your finger in that light socket, it'll blow your head off. Right in front of your face. Let me tell you this. When you put your finger in that socket, it'll kill you. It'll kill you. Won't be you that lives anymore. The Bible says, no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Christ that liveth in me. It is Christ in me. The hope of what? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready for glorification?
Yes.
Don't just dare say you're going to live another year like you lived last year. Don't even think it. It's glory here. It's glory here. It's glory here. It's glory. It's glory. It's glory. It's glory. His glory. His glory. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. As what? Cover the sea. Say, I'm prepared for glory. Say, I'm preparing for glory. Are you ready for glory? Amen. I can see his hand touching the dial on and the meter. Amen. The glory meter. He said, turn it up. Turn it up. Turn in the dial. Turn in the dial up. He's turning up the glory. He's turning up the glory. He's turning up the currency. The only reason why you ain't got it is because you won't let him get a hold of you. Let him have his way. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. He'll heal you. He'll deliver you. Set you free. Give him yourself. Give him your all. Give him everything. Whatever you give to him, he'll bless it. He said, whatever you offer to him, he'll glorify it. Give God something to glorify. Give God something to glorify. We don't have long. You know how I know the days are short? You know how I know Jesus is coming back soon? You know how I know it? Jesus is coming back so soon? Because we can't stand in the glory that God is putting out in this last days that much longer in these mortal bodies.
Amen.
He's coming back not because of what the devil's doing, but he's coming back because your mortal body can't stand in the glory that he's pouring out that long. Your body is not able to stand under the power that he's going to put on it. Moses came in contact with the glory of God and his hair turned white. He just saw God in a bush. He saw a burning bush. And he heard the bush talk to him and his hair turned white. This time, you are the burning bush. You're not going to talk to the burning bush. You're going to be the talking burning bush. What is the rapture going to be like? It's going to be glory, glory, glory. Just so much you just poof out of here. Didn't you know that's always how God took somebody out? We're not the first.
first one that got caught up in glory. Elijah was caught up in glory. He just went too far. Enoch was caught up in glory. He walked with God and he was not. You're going to catch a wave that's so heavy you won't be anymore. You're going to come so close to the glory of God, it's just going to suck you in. Say, the days are short. I can't take much more of this in this body. He's going to have to convert your body. See, he's going to have to turn your body over. He's going to have to recreate your body and let you take, get rid of this immortal body and give you a body, something that's immortal. Get rid of this mortal body and give you an immortal body. Amen. So he can turn the glory up to where he wants to turn it up. That's why he's going to give you a new body, so he can really glorify you the way he wants to. There are certain things, you turn it up too hot, it'll just crumble and break. Do you understand what the Holy Ghost is trying to do? Two things you got to do. What do you got to do for that glorification? Amen. One, what's the first thing you got to do? Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. And then you got to rise from the dead. You got to make a decision in yourself that you have risen from the dead. And that goes along with what we were talking about the first thing, not even to speak of the dead, not even to speak of certain things. You know, when you're risen from stuff, you don't even talk about it. To rise from the dead. Don't let dead things get to you no more. How many of you knew a dead person and that dead person did something to you? That dead person stole your magic marker. And you go to that funeral of that dead person and you just can't stop. You get up and you just can't stop getting mad about your, you go to that dead person, you're still talking about your magic markers. She stole my magic markers. You know, she's a nice person, but she steals magic markers. Rise above dead people. Rise above dead people. Hear me? Rise above dead people. God wants to set you free from dead people. See, many of you have been holding on to dead people and wonder why God's not glorifying you. Rise above dead people. He said, I'll glorify them if they'll let go of that dead person, if they let go of that dead stuff. You stick yourself a flower in that casket, slam it down, kick it over the side in Jesus' name, and you go on with God. I don't care who it is. If it's dead, it's dead. So you're not going to pull me down no more. Somebody say, well, no, I got to bring this one on. You go. And as you go, let the light of God shine on you, and that darkness in them will go darker, and they'll be delivered. It goes in with the message, doesn't it? How do you help somebody else shine brighter? You got to have that mindset, see? You got to pay the price of glory. You got to pay the price of glory. Say, no matter what, look, you can do whatever you want to, but I'm going on with God. You are not going to pull me down no more. You're not going to pull me down no more. Amen. See, when I came to Jesus, I had to crucify myself. And if I had to crucify myself, I won't think twice about crucifying you in Jesus' name. If I had to give myself up and put myself on a cross to get to Jesus, guess what? I won't think 2 seconds before crucifying you, putting you on that cross. I'm going on with Jesus. Jesus. We bless your
holy name. Bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.